This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Reports from Ukraine's Donbas region say Ukraine and Russian forces are reportedly waging a street-to-street battle for the eastern industrial city of Severodonetsk Monday, with the situation changing hour to hour. Severodonetsk is key to Russia's aim to take over the eastern Donbas region. It is the largest remaining Ukrainian-held city in Luhansk province. City Mayor Oleksandr Stryuk said street fighting was raging, but told Ukrainian television, "We have focused enough forces and resources there to beat back attacks on the city." Both sides claim they have inflicted huge casualties on each other. Meanwhile, ceremonies were held in Normandy, France, Monday, commemorating the Allied invasion of German-occupied France during World War II, otherwise known as D-Day. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler says Ukraine was on the minds of those marking the day.
U.S. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley spoke about Ukraine's struggle in its fight against Russia's invasion during a ceremony on the 78th anniversary of the D-Day landing.
The fight for Ukraine is about honoring these veterans of World War II. It's about maintaining the so-called global rules-based international order, the order that was established by the dead that are buried here.
For the past 2 years, D-Day ceremonies were reduced to a minimum due to COVID-19 lockdowns. This year, crowds of French and international visitors, including veterans in their 90s, were back in Normandy to remember those that were lost. I'm Shelley Adler.
General Milley said the United States and its allies will continue providing support for Ukraine in the spirit of the soldiers who died during D-Day. This is VOA News. This week's U.S.-hosted Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles will be missing a major player, as Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said Monday he will not attend. López Obrador said Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard will represent Mexico at the summit. The Biden administration did not invite the governments of Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua to the summit, which led López Obrador to make his decision to stay away. The Mexican president said there cannot be a summit if all countries are not invited, or there can be one, but it is to continue with all politics of interventionism. López Obrador did say he would meet with Biden in Washington next month. The summit is scheduled to run from Monday to June 10th. Biden is expected to attend the summit on Thursday. Billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk has accused the social media platform Twitter of actively resisting and thwarting his information rights as the Tesla founder attempts to get information about fake and spam accounts on the platform. The accusation came in a letter Musk sent to Twitter officials Monday in which Musk warned he would walk away from the $44 billion deal to take over the company should Twitter not provide the information he's asking for. In the letter, Musk said he believes Twitter is transparently refusing to comply with its obligations under the merger agreement. Associated Press correspondent Tom Krischer says Twitter has provided the information about fake accounts on the platform several times in the past.
Twitter has disclosed the number of bot accounts that it's had, saying that it has fewer than 5% of its accounts are fake, and it's disclosed that in filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission for multiple years now. So Musk should have seen that, and he should have known that prior to when he made the bid for the company.
Krischer said Musk has said in the past he believes Twitter has underestimated the number of fake accounts to inflate the actual number of Twitter users. Twitter has not commented on Musk's letter. Twitter stock fell by over 5% at early trading Monday. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa is facing a criminal investigation after a revelation that he failed to report the theft of about $4 million in cash from his farm in North Limpopo province. An account of the theft is contained in an affidavit by the country's former head of intelligence, Arthur Fraser, who's opened a case against Ramaphosa. The South African president has denied the theft, but claims that he reported it to the head of his VIP protection unit, who did not report it to the police. In South Africa, it is illegal not to report a crime, and according to Fraser's affidavit, Ramaphosa tried to conceal the theft, which happened in February of 2020. Repeating the hour's top news story, reports from Ukraine say Ukraine and Russian forces are reportedly waging a street-to-street battle for the eastern industrial city of Severodonetsk Monday. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer.